Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024, and we are making a return, a bid to return to podcasting, people, after missing last week. I know, I've been a very busy boy. I keep saying this, don't I? I keep skipping a week and that sort of thing, but from now on, I'm focused on this task in hand that we are bringing my voice to the airwaves of the internet. But hello, how are you? Are you okay? Did you have a nice Easter Sunday last week? I hope so. Did you look forward to Jesus coming back on the Monday? Did you? It's a bit odd, isn't it? It's all a bit odd. It's all a bit, you know, it's a bit too religious for me, Easter. A bit too religious, definitely. And Christmas, you know. Easter should be about eating loads of chocolate and not thinking one moment about religion. And the same for Christmas for me. It's all a bit of a bullshit story, isn't it? You know, whatever you want to... I know there's people out there. I know people who, you know, bang on about religion all the time and shit like that. But, you know, I'm a bit of a hypocrite myself when I come to it. I'll eat the eggs. I'll give presents at Christmas and hopefully receive a few. But as for the rest of it, no. I see a lot of people going to church around my area on a Sunday. Most of those people are not white. There's a gospel church around the corner from me and they all park in my road. And Easter Sunday, it was chaos outside. But, you know, whatever people want to do, whatever gives you solace out there, people, you know, whatever, you know, floats your boat, whatever gives you a bit of faith in life. It can't be, it's just when religion tips over the edge, you know, people start killing each other and shit like that. You know, it's never going to end, is it? It's never going to end. Anyway, I've been okay. I've been okay. I had a nice sort of like Easter Sunday. I've been busy. That's where I've been. Last week I was in Hull on Friday and Saturday. Good Friday driving up to Hull. And Saturday. Friday was a bit of a, oh, I don't know. Everybody says about Friday nights at this club in Hull. But I don't know. There wasn't many in. It wasn't a very good crowd. It wasn't fun. You know what I mean? It's usually a lovely club and it wasn't a particularly fun gig. It was one of those gigs where you hammer through and get through it. And at any point you think, oh, fuck, this could go either way here. I managed to get away with it on Friday. Saturday was just as lovely as it always is. I mean, you know, that's what you want in it. You want a nice, fun crowd who are up for stuff. And then... you can kind of get away with stuff, can't you? You know, I have been gigging relentlessly, hence the reason why this is late, because when I go out to Hull, I sort of like, I drive up, I don't stay in a hotel, and I drive back. It's about 3.5 hours. So I go 3.5 hours there, I'm in Hull for about an hour, and then I drive 3.5 hours back. It's fucking mental. I know it's mental, but I like sleeping in my own bed. B, I'm too tight to pay for a fucking hotel room because you can't just pay for the Friday night because they kick you out at 12 o'clock on a Saturday and then you're kicking your heels all day round Hull on a Saturday, probably spending more money than you would if you book a hotel room. So I have to book Friday night and Saturday night if I stay up there. And then Saturday night, I don't even use it because... I use it to have a kip in the afternoon, basically. That's what people should do for gigging comedians. Here's an idea, £1 million idea. You have a hotel room that you rent by the hour. Actually, that sounds bad because there are probably hotel rooms like that. You pay £5 an hour and you can go in any time of day, just have a little kip and then be about your business. Although saying that, there'd be, you know, numerous people kipping in the same bed in the same day. It sounds awful. And those people aren't going to use that for kipping. Why can't people just have a pure, clear mind if you're renting a hotel room by the hour, people aren't sleeping in it, are they, basically? That's the fatal flaw in this plan. That's what I need now in my late 40s. I just need various places where I can have a sleep. I have to plan it out in the afternoon. So I can have a little kip. That's all I want. I don't want to be fucking anybody. I'm not taking anybody back there. I'm not hiring a hooker, as they say in the States. I just want somewhere that pays by the hour that I can have a little sleep. Something like that. Maybe somebody play with my hair. Send me to sleep. What's left of it? That's one thing I miss about having a short haircut and a receding hairline. It is getting ever worse. I am washing more of my face, more and more of my face every day. It's on the way out, people. We're gonna have to make a decision to bick it at some point, I think. And then I just become standard, bog standard white guy. You know, all I need then is an England shirt, which I can't wear now, like, unless there's an actual tournament on, and then it's still dodgy. I've got an England flag that I've had for numerous amounts of years, and I have never put it up or displayed it in my window, even when there's a football tournament on. But there you go. I digress, people. I digress. Anyway, Friday, Saturday in Hull was lovely. The drive up there is fucking relentless. 3.5 hours. It's only about 150 miles, but it takes like 3.5 hours because inevitably I need to stop for a fucking piss. There's about three favourite piss stops I have on the way up. So, one every hour. That's what I do. That's as much as I can contend with. Anyway, other things I've got. Yeah, here's one thing I've revisited this week. I got out of the practice of watching The Walking Dead. I got back into it, like big time back into it. This is me, people. Where I get obsessed about shit. So, like, you know, I'm watching 5-6 episodes a day. I'm a crazy man. I'm watching 5-6 episodes a day. I think it was season 8 I got back into. And then season 9, Rick disappears. And now I've completely lost interest again. Why is that? How can you be so obsessed with something that you're watching 5-6 episodes and then there's a slight change in it and you're just like, no, I'm literally ghosting. That's what I'm doing. I am ghosting The Walking Dead at the moment. I'm having nothing to do with it. I don't intend on going back. It's just, you know, after a while, all of those series that go on forever and ever and ever, and I know there's got to be some protagonist at some point, but you just think, oh God, is this another person they just don't get on with? Is that it? Is this another person who's trying to add jeopardy to the situation and take over and not, you know, in that situation where you've got like a post-apocalyptic scenario? It just seems like every single group who isn't your group wants to kill you. Nobody ever in that sort of like goes, hey, how you doing? We're the guys over there. How you doing? You want to share some shit and that sort of thing and maybe get on a little bit? No, everybody's got to take over everybody else. Is that the way the world is, really? Or is that just the way the world is there when you want to keep spinning the fucking money wheel with another series? They should have ended that. In series 8, I think. They should have ended that series 8. 8 series of anything is enough. If you haven't said everything you want to say in 8 seasons or series, that's the thing, we've got to call it seasons now, aren't we? We're becoming Americanized. If you haven't said all you've got to say in 8 series of what? 20-odd episodes? You know. That's 160 episodes. If you haven't said or ringed out every single bit of a storyline in that expanse of time, I think, you know, I think you're not really doing your job as a writer. you're not getting to the crux of the point you're trying to make in that season. or that whole series. I don't know. So I've got into that and then out of that again. That's basically what I'm saying. I fell in love with it again, and I was like, you know, this is my problem with relationships, people. Let me have some tea before I start this. This is the thing about relationships and why people keep going back to their exes like a fucking box set that you know, isn't it? Because you get too comfortable with it. You know what moves are going to happen. You're bored of the storyline, basically. And then you're split up, and then you come back and you're like, hey, this is all new. This is familiar, but there's new stuff happening. Hey, let's see. Like when people reinvent themselves after they split up with a relationship, and then they'll get back together with somebody, and then they'll give up all the shit that they started doing, and then just get into the same fucking trench again that they were in before. I don't know where I'm going with this, people. Maybe I'm just a bit grumpy today. I don't know. Maybe or reflective. Is that it? Talking of strange relationships. Here we go. Let's have a little bit more tea before we start this bit. Talking of strange relationships, I read about two humpback whales that had been filmed for the first time mating. Two humpback whales, first time mating. However, they turned out to be two male humpback whales. Now, it is, hey, that's not natural, surely. Speaks, you know, anybody against homosexuality. Hey, whales are doing it. Yeah. Surely that's a natural thing, isn't it? If two humpback whales. The name as well, sort of like, you know. However, it turned out that one of the male humpback whales was poorly or injured, or you know, and the other one took his chance, give him a bit of prison justice to try and toughen him up, and forcibly had sexual intercourse with him. Now, if that's not a metaphor for, you know, you're getting flashbacks from Shawshank Redemption there. But it's nice that, I imagine it wasn't nice for one of them. Like, you don't know though, do you? They might, you know, enjoy that sort of, you know. Not that I'm judging two male humpback whales for having sex. You go out there, you be yourselves, guys. Yeah, the LGBTQ community has now spread into the whale community. I like this Venn diagram that is happening, and stuck in the middle is that poor, ill male humpback whale. I love the opportunist nature of that, though. Just the fact that one of them's just like there, just, oh, God. Oh, I'm feeling so rough today. Hey, what's this guy want? Get off me, fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Just rocking at the bottom of the ocean. Just why? Why me? Why? I don't know. Good on them, though. And then there's loads of people always go on about that, don't they? Like, oh, it's against nature. That's an old thing, isn't it? You know, you're going to go to hell. Does that mean those two humpback whales go to hell? Does the other one go, even though he had it forced on him? Surely the instigator, if you know, we are talking religion here. If we are going to take the letter of the Lord to itself, then surely the instigator would go to hell. I'm not too sure about the other one. He's going to have a weird conversation at the pearly gates. Do they actually, you know, I imagine they have their own heaven, do they, whales? or something like that, or their own hell. I don't know. Anyway, this was all recorded and videoed, which kind of, it kind of seems like it was a humpback whale rape, to be honest. And the people filming it are pretty much accessories to that crime. It's a fantastic story where it was broken, saying the headline actually said two humpback whales recorded mating for the first time. And then in the article, it said that there were two males. It seems like that was probably too much for a headline to get in there. Also, headlines fucking are misleading at the best of times, aren't they? Especially now. That's the this is the era that we're in, where you've got to grab people with a headline, whether that's true or not true. You just need to be able to grab them, and people, you can always tell under the comments when people haven't read the article whatsoever. If you've read the article, you read the headline. There was one the other day saying about, like, somebody, I don't know, two pop stars, two of them in One Direction, whatever their names are. Zayn something, is it, or Troy, or Kelvin, something like that. Anyway, two of them. There was a rumour that two of them were banging each other. And it's, and the headline says that one of them had denied, had just stopped denying that they were in a relationship, because it was so ludicrous and people bring it up all the time. He's just stopped denying it. He's just not giving it any time or anything like that. That's basically it, right? Now, the headline read, you know, whatever his name is, has denied, has stopped denying, which kind of like gives the impression that he's admitted it. But when you actually read the article, it's not there. But the headline grabs you in. You think, oh, Jesus Christ, two guys from One Direction are banging each other. And then all the comments underneath, which is what they're looking for from that news headline. All the comments underneath are, hey, good on them, and that sort of thing. Hey, it's great. Why are people judging these people? No, 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 not good on them. Good on them if it was true, but it's not true. Nobody's judging them. You know, what? You know, hey, man, it's 2024. If two guys want to bang each other, they can bang each other. Yes, but that's not the point. The point is you've just read the headline and not the article, because the headline indicates that they're banging, but apparently they're not banging. Not that it would be an issue if they were banging. They're from One Direction. You expect them to bang. Yeah, Harry Styles, that was it. One of them was Harry Styles. The other one was, you know, I don't know, somebody else. Somebody is banging. Or not, as the case may be. But it just goes to show sort of like the how much those articles hook you in and how much they don't give a shit, how they can lie in a fucking headline or be suggestive in a headline just to try and hook you in to read the article, and then ka-ching, they get all the fucking money from the advertising every time you click on that thing or every time you comment on it or every time you like it. It's all about engagement, people, all about engagement. Oh, my God. Yeah, so what I have looked into this week as well is getting a new mobile phone, right? This is a nightmare scenario that I didn't really know existed. I didn't know now, because I've got an old mobile phone, right? I didn't know. Well, it's about 3 or 4 years old. That's old in tech terms, isn't it? I don't know what mobile phones do now. Pretty much the same sort of thing. Surely, this is a thing. This is my thing for not upgrading my phone, right? 4K video. That's what I've got on my phone. I've got 4K video on my phone. I've got enough, like, storage now because I've, like, deleted a load of shit off there, deleted a load of apps I don't use. You know, just those apps that you fucking collect from fucking parking somewhere, and then you have to download the app, then you have to set up with them, and you're all I want to do is park my car. I've got like £3.50 in change, but you don't accept change anymore because we're going towards a cashless society. So you have to download the app, like, and all that sort of shit. So I've deleted all of those apps. I've freed up space. I've deleted a load of photos, load of screenshots that I don't need. All of that shit. And now, for some reason, they charge you, instead of just paying like a monthly fee, like you pay like £20 a month or something. I think like my mobile is like, I don't know, £18 a month, something like that. It's a pretty good deal, right? With unlimited, no, there's a certain limit on data or something like that. But now they do like a line rental charge and a data charge as well. So you're paying £20 for the fucking phone and then like £30 for fucking data. It's a fucking, when did this change? Clearly in the last 4 years, and everybody's just agreed with this and gone, oh, fucking fair enough. Yeah, that's, there's people like, they're coming up for charges like £50 a fucking month. It's extortionate. It's like fucking living in a flat, I tell you. The spurious charges that they charge for living in a flat is, oh, some of the maintenance fees and shit like that. But, yeah, it's just like we got charged an extra, what was it, £200 like this year because they want to do some decorating at some point. So they take that obviously at the start of the year before they've actually done the decorating. So that's sitting in their little pot earning fucking interest and they haven't even paid out for the fucking decorating yet. Oh, well, I don't know, people. I don't know. I'm just tired of being skint all the time. That's the thing. Isn't it? You know, there's a, what is it, cost of living crisis on? That shouldn't be a thing, should it? A cost of living crisis. You know, it shouldn't be too expensive to live. You know, people shouldn't get up in the morning. Should they wake up and go, oh, fucking hell, I'm alive. This is going to cost me. They shouldn't say that, should they? It should be, you know, house prices through the roof, everything through the roof. Oh, we're having a bit of a moan. We're having a bit of a moan. I've been out this morning. That's why. I've been out this morning. I'll tell you where I've been this morning. I've been to Hobbycraft. That's where I've been. I know. Home of the, you know, postmenopausal woman, but I went to Hobbycraft and it is full of postmenopausal women, by the way, you know, doing, you know, trying to buy crap to fulfill their life. You know, this load of wool, this bit of felt will fill the void that is left in my marriage. Isn't it? That's what it's for. Hobbycraft is for fucking women who are bored and don't want to leave their husbands. That's basically it, isn't it? So I go to Hobbycraft, right? I'm looking for like I need a really thin paintbrush. That's what I'm looking for, right? Not for any artistic purposes or anything like that, but just for some DIY I've got to do, right? So I go there and then I think, oh, I might be able to get like a little pot of like metal paint. I need some gloss black paint. That's all I need. Just a little bit. I don't want to spend a fucking fortune on some Hammerite. Paint these days, Jesus Christ, that is a license to print money as well. Paint makers out there. £33 the other week I paid for a 1 litre of paint. £33. That's how much I paid. I'll say that again, £33 for 1 litre of paint. When the woman said to me, is that £33? You know what? That's £33. That's what she said. When she said that to me, I just went, okay, and paid it because because I was out in public and I got no idea how much paint costs. You know what I mean? I just took it. I took the hit. I went, yeah, fair enough. There's my card. And it wasn't until I came out afterwards. I was like, fucking what? I didn't want to look like a fucking cheap bastard. That's why. I just went, that's fine. That's perfectly okay. I'm perfectly happy to pay £33 for that paint. People must walk out of there. She must hear in the car park, the woman at the Dulux Decorator Centre, the woman there must hear people going, fuck, what the fuck? Some strange reason. Everybody leaves this store and screams, what the fuck? So anyway, I'm in Hobbycraft. I'm there. I got me a little brush. I got me paint. I go up to the counter and there's some woman with kids in front of me and then, like, she's taking ages to pay. Just ages. You know, like, she's given the money to one of the kids to pay the fucking cashier. And you're just waiting ages. The kid drops the money on the floor. Of course they do. What do you think's going to happen? You know, you've given money to a fucking three-year-old. Do you think they're going to go, oh, there you go. There's, what's that, £18.50? There's 10, another 5, 1, 2, 3. Oh, I haven't got a 50p, but there's 2 20s and a 10. Of course it's not going to do that. It's just going to fucking drop it all over the floor. And then you have to wait, don't you? You know, you have to go through that whole thing. Oh, mummy will pick it up. What is that about parents who start talking like babies as soon as they have a baby? Mummy will do that for you. Mummy will pick this up. Oh, no, mummy. Fucking. And it's not for the kid. It's for everybody else around. So I had to wait fucking ages for that, right? And then I get to the counter. After that woman had fucked off, like, with her kid. Oh, mummy's going to start driving us. All right, just get on with your fucking sad little life. And anyway, angry today. Anyway, I get there, right? And I get to the counter. What annoyed me as soon as I walked in Hobbycraft, actually. Let's go back. I walked in and the woman behind the till said, good morning. I know that's friendly, but for some reason, it just registers you as a, I just want to be anonymous when I go into a shop. I want to get the shit that I want. I don't really want to speak to anybody or have to ask you anything. And I want to get the fuck out of your shop. But as soon as you go in, you're in a daydream and you're like, oh, good morning, like that. And I was fucking, anyway, so I get to the counter. I've got the brush that I want, and she starts going, oh, these brushes are really good, aren't they? And I was like, I don't know. I've never bought this type of brush before. Oh, they're much better than the other ones over there. Like, I think they're a bit cheap. The hair on them is like, just ring it through the till, sweetheart. Yeah, I don't want to have a brush conversation. I'm not a brush expert. Look at me. I am a 47-year-old man in Hobbycraft. Either I've come in here for something specific or my life has gone tragically wrong that I have a hobby where I need to come into Hobbycraft. So I get the paint and stuff like that. And I was like, and then I was just like, oh, you know, she said, well, oh, this hair is much better than the other hair. And I said, oh, you know, just trying to fucking break up the conversation from, I just went, oh, I need the, if it's decent hair, I'll keep some of that for when I need it. You know, like, just saying about the hair on my head, like, gradually receding. And then just leave it as that. And she was like, oh, I don't know what you're on about. You've got a great head of hair. What I would do if I was you, I would grow a quiff and flick it across. Is that what you would do, sweetheart? Is it? You'd grow a quiff, would you? Yeah. If you had my hair, you'd grow a fucking quiff. Ah, Jesus. You know when you're just joking and you just want to end the conversation on a little bit of a joke and that sort of thing, and then somebody gets earnest and sincere with you? I don't give a fuck, right? If I want, you know, if I want a fucking hair transplant, I'll have a fucking hair transplant. I'm undecided about that, by the way. That's how bad my vanity is. We'll see how bad it gets in the next year. If it gets really bad and it's mostly gone, I don't know. I'm tempted. But you know when somebody's overly sincere and you're like, I'm fucking about, sweetheart. You know, I left and got in the car park and back to my car and just went, oh, fucking hell. What is wrong with people? You don't have to be fucking sensitive on my behalf. You don't have to boost me up or anything like that. I know it's 2024 and everybody's fucking sensitive as whatever. But, you know, I can crack a joke about my airline, surely, without somebody going, oh, no, no, well, don't you feel that way? That's, fuck off. As I was walking to, you know, it puts a bad experience on your shopper. You know, if you'd have gone and laughed about it or whatever, I'd have walked out there and gone, you know what? Those fucking weirdos at Hobbycraft aren't too bad. They're all right. Yes, they've got like fucking weird stickers and, you know, into like various types of paints or model making or, you know, whatever the women's bit is. There's a lot of knitting shit there. Whatever that is. But they're all right. But I walked back to my car and I just, oh, fuck off. That's what I said out loud in the middle of a car park because I was just like, oh, just. And that's been my experience today. All good fun. All good fun. Anyway, we've done half an hour, people. We shall be back next week. Have a good week, motherfuckers. Whatever you're doing, have a good week. And I'll speak to you next Sunday. Take care.